Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's kick off with the latest release from Forgejo, version 13.0, which brings a slew of new features aimed at developers and open source contributors. Notably, content moderation tools have been added, making it easier to maintain healthy conversations across community projects. Security also receives a solid boost, as two-factor authentication, or 2FA, can now be enabled, giving project hosts more peace of mind. For those looking to migrate from Pagaya repositories, especially those using Fedora, there's now a dedicated utility to make the process seamless. It's a big step for the Forkanjo ecosystem in making open-source collaboration more secure and accessible. While we're on the topic of operating systems, Microsoft has just enhanced Windows 11 with deeply integrated artificial intelligence capabilities. With the new Copilot Vision, users can now interact with their PC using natural voice controls, transforming daily workflows and accessibility for everyone. This brings voice-driven commands and search right to the forefront, drastically changing how we interact with our personal computers. Beyond convenience, Copilot Vision promises improved productivity by understanding user intent and context, making Windows environments even smarter. Switching gears to cloud technology, Kubernetes is once again shaking things up with refined policy management controls. The introduction of new admission policy types has really put Kaverno in the spotlight, emphasizing its pivotal role in Kubernetes governance. Kaverno enables teams to manage policies at scale, enforce standards, and gain actionable feedback as clusters and workloads evolve. For organizations looking to bolster security and compliance in their Kubernetes deployments, Kaverno is quickly becoming indispensable. Over in the world of compilers, AOMP version 22.0-1 lands some huge upgrades for AMD developers, especially those writing Fortran code. This release introduces enhanced GPU offloading capabilities, powered by advances in LLVM's Flang compiler. The upshot is faster, more efficient GPU programming, and an easier path to taking advantage of AMD hardware for high-performance computing. Speaking of new hardware, Intel is paving the way for the next generation of CPUs by introducing Nova Lake architecture support in LLVM and Clang. This move ensures future Intel processors will benefit from the latest instruction sets, performance tweaks, and backwards compatibility with established families. Developers can now optimize apps for tomorrow's hardware, often before those chips even hit the market, keeping innovation moving apace. But not all the recent tech news has been positive. Over in the cryptocurrency ecosystem, a big error rocked the stablecoin world. Paxos, the company behind PayPal's PYUSD stablecoin, mistakenly minted an unimaginable $300 trillion worth of tokens. Thankfully, the error was caught and reversed, but it spotlights just how fragile parts of the crypto infrastructure still are. It serves as a cautionary tale for exchanges, developers, and regulators alike to prioritize safety mechanisms as the world embraces programmable money. On a brighter note for developers, Visual Studio Code's latest update brings powerful improvements for working with Docker containers. The new features streamline the building, running, and debugging of containers, letting developers iterate and troubleshoot with minimal friction. Whether you're deploying large-scale apps or tinkering with a side project, productivity gains from these updates are tangible. If privacy matters to you, the big news is that GrapheneOS, famous for its rigorous security and privacy focus, has expanded to non-Pixel devices. This welcome move opens up enhanced privacy protections to a wider range of Android phones, not just Google's Pixel line. As digital privacy becomes increasingly topical, GrapheneOS's growth could reshape the market for security-first mobile operating systems. Technology isn't just about software, though. One of the biggest stories this week came from the frontier of healthcare and neuroscience. Researchers unveiled a breakthrough Alzheimer's therapy that cleared neural plaques in mice within just hours of exposure. While still early days, results are sparking hope for future treatments of neurodegenerative conditions in humans. The life sciences sector is watching this closely, and with further research, we could see a dramatic shift in addressing diseases like Alzheimer's. Meanwhile, across the Pacific, Western carmakers and green energy leaders are voicing serious concerns about China's leap ahead in automated manufacturing. Automation in electric vehicle production is accelerating in China, and many executives are worried about global competitiveness. As the world pivots towards sustainable energy and smarter transport, the automation arms race in manufacturing is becoming increasingly decisive. On the sustainability front, Norway has made history by reaching its goal of 100% electric new car sales, well ahead of its 2025 target. The government is now considering rolling back some tax incentives as electrification shifts from early adoption to market maturity. It's an inspiring case study for other countries eyeing ambitious climate targets through transport policy and incentives. For fans of machine learning, Vulkan support has just landed in Llama's latest preview release, version 0.12.6 RC0, expanding its GPU performance options. With Vulkan, developers running language models on AMD and Intel graphics now get a significant speed boost without switching hardware. This move underscores the drive to optimize AI runtimes across diverse CPUs and GPUs, bringing rapid improvements to data science workflows. Google is also getting in on the action with enhanced account recovery options designed to help users regain access fast. Their new recovery contacts feature lets people choose trusted friends or family who can verify their identity if they're locked out of their account. It's a simple change with a big impact, reducing lockout headaches while boosting security and peace of mind. In open source AI, PyTorch 2.9 now offers robust installation options for developers using AMD ROCm or Intel XPU GPUs. The release also improves memory sharing between GPUs, better error handling, and speed for ARM systems, making large ML workloads more manageable. For scientists, engineers, and hobbyists, these changes pave the way for faster experimentation and deployment without vendor lock-in. Linux gamers got a nice present this week. Mesa version 25.2.5 fixes some critical bugs plaguing users of Intel Battlemage and Lunar Lake graphics. The result is a smoother gaming experience, more reliable graphics handling, and better overall performance for open systems. Finally, the Linux kernel is now officially integrating new firmware for Intel's Integrated Sensor Hub, or ISH, laying the groundwork for Panther Lake laptops. These updates enable advanced features like sensor fusion, improved power management, and a suite of context-aware capabilities as laptops become more sophisticated. It's clear that regardless of whether you're focused on open-source code, next-generation hardware, privacy, or practical AI, the pace of change shows no signs of slowing down. Each of these advancements, across software, hardware, machine learning, and healthcare, demonstrates the relentless drive for innovation we're seeing industry-wide. For technology leaders, developers, and enthusiasts, keeping up with these trends isn't just useful, it's essential for harnessing new opportunities. Whether you're coded into software forges, experimenting with AI, or simply interested in the future of electric mobility and privacy tech, there's never been a more exciting time. That wraps up another round of Open Source News Elements, where we track the journey from breakthrough code to real-world impact. I'll be back soon with more headlines, so be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for next week's tech stories. Thanks for listening.